Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to my show. I am Dr. Jeanette Gallagher, and my shows are all about challenges in life that we face these days. You know, life has gotten harder and harder each day, and it just seems like every single time you turn around, there's something to fix or something that's not completed right through, and another challenge every day, another hump to get over. So, you know, I always like to talk about the challenges that we have in life. You know, I've led a very, very experience-filled life, and I've had many serious challenges, and I did not always do things the easy way. I can tell you, I really thought my path had a lot of nails in it and a lot of boulders, and there was no way that sun was ever going to shine on my side of the moon. You know, so I always like to use my senses to check things out, to find out how things were going on, or is this really good for me, or, you know, someone present to me, I would say, let's check the other side. What are you really saying? What are you really doing? What am I hearing? All of these different challenges. So I developed a technique within myself that I guess I really don't take everything for face value, but I have a lot of fun with it. You know, on my shows, I like to take a topic, a product, or a mission, and I experience it in many different ways that you might not have thought of. But the end result, you have tips and solutions that may work for you. Here on the show, I have very candid discussions with lovely guests that wish to share with us. And I hope you enjoy the show and that you're able to find something that you would be able to hold on to that might work for you. So today, also, I always begin the show sharing a product that I've found to improve quality of life. And each month, I talk about them briefly. Today, we'll talk about memory, what we can remember about our names, places, and even what we had for lunch yesterday. The company is Quincy Bioscience, and the product is called Prevagen Professional. The reason I started taking it was because I had a ton of stressful life events in the past several years, and I was starting to forget things. My kids would always say to me, "I just told you that. Aren't you listening? Why aren't you remembering?" And it got to be a family problem. So I started taking one capsule of Prevagen Professional at 40 milligrams. They also have a 10 milligram. If you're interested, you can ask them. And I only take one capsule a day. And I started to notice that I was not always saying, "I forgot," or hiding out, you know, when the kids were doing something and I may have forgotten something. They'd always bring it up, but if I wasn't there, hey, they didn't have to, you know, remind me of that. The product Prevagen Professional, it has a unique ingredient to help improve short-term memory and word recall. That's very, very important because everyone says, "I'm taking a ton of supplements already. I'm sure that product is in it. I don't need to add another one." Well, 99%, I can guarantee you, it is not in your product. And it does not interact with any other supplements or medications, which is really great because we're taking so many prescriptions these days. So if you'd like, you can always print out the information on the product and take it to your doctor. And it has no common allergens. That's very important because of the soy and dairy and seafood issues these days, which seem to be in almost every product. If you turn it over and look at the bottom line, it'll say manufactured in a company with exposure to soy, nuts, dairy, seafood, shellfish. Prevagen Professional does not have a common allergen. And research has shown it can reduce brain cell loss up to 50%. You know, I really think that's important to say again. Can reduce brain cell loss up to 50%. I think that is a really great margin. This is not something that you're going to wait until your 50% loss and you're debating, you know, "Oh, well, I guess maybe I think I need to do something about it." This is something that you want to be taking when you start noticing that you're forgetting where your keys are, or you're forgetting where your books are, or what you had for dinner, or you go to the grocery store and you're standing there with the empty basket. Because it will retain those brain cells. I would encourage you to give them a call and ask them about Prevagen Professional and how it may help you. Their telephone number is 888-895-6463. They have tons of clinical studies and reports how it works. You just need to call them, tell them you heard about it on this radio show, and tell them, I have questions. I would like to speak to someone, and they will find someone for you to talk to. You know, I really know it works for me, and I wanted to share it with you. So again, the company is Quincy Bioscience. The product is Prevagen Professional, and their telephone number is 888-895-6463. So today, my show, this is kind of a good show for me. I got really excited about doing it since I've got four kids, but I'm super thrilled now that my kids are 21 to 31, but I could have used this help a long time ago. Today, we'll be talking with Candy Wingate from Nannies for Hire, and she has a great story to tell us about how she started in this business, how she started three online nanny databases. She also wrote a book, 100 Tips for Nannies and Families, and The Nanny Factor, A Parent's Guide to Finding the Right Nanny for Your Family. You know, it's really hard to have childcare these days, and it's very difficult to find someone that you can trust. So I think this is a very timely subject to be talking about, because everyone has something to hide, and if that's something they're hiding puts your children at risk, then that's not really a good thing. So hopefully Candy will give us a whole lot of tips on how to weed that out and figure out what to do with our children. So Candy, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you so much for being with us. You know, I really find when it comes down to the holidays or busy at work or all these other things, you know, people that would not normally have childcare are looking for it. And then those people that have regular childcare start having issues with it.
Oh, exactly. I mean, you know, with, you know, school back into the swing and the holidays coming up, I mean, there's always holiday parties. There's always the kids' school activities. But again, there's going to be times that, you know, the kids are out of school and maybe you still need to work. So
right. It's
like, what do you do with your kids? You know, it's kind of the most common question. I mean, maybe you have all kids that are school aged, or maybe you have a couple that are school aged and a couple at home. And, you know, the biggest question is, what are we going to do with them? Great. It's great to have a snow day, but some of us still have to go to work. And that's where a nanny can actually come in very, very handy for a family as well.
You know, we talk about nanny, and I will be very, very honest. Nanny, I always thought, was for people who had a whole lot of money, that had a whole lot of kids, and the mother just wanted to go out on her own. Because I had the four kids, and one would be in daycare, one would be in kindergarten, one would be in middle school, and one would be in high school. And it was, you know, let's figure out babysitters and things. I was never exposed to this because my kids really grew up in the 80s and the 90s. So I don't know if nanny has always been around or has it just started, or, you know, can you tell us what that concept even talks about, or what is a nanny?
Yeah, I mean, the word nanny, you know, as you said, some people guess, I would say, that they think, oh, a nanny, you have to be very, very wealthy to have a nanny. But that's really what we call a nanny myth. And the reason is because if you have two or more children in daycare, a nanny can be very, very cost effective. And you can have a nanny pretty much for the same amount. But you can have also all the benefits of having a nanny. And when I say benefits, I mean what a nanny can help you out with. So besides child care, they can help you out with light housekeeping, grocery shopping, errands, carpool, laundry. You know, she can even start that evening meal for you. I mean, and you as a parent aren't going to lose direction on everything. You can say to her, hey, tonight for supper we're going to have chicken, you know, and potatoes or whatever it might be. And then she can do all the meal prep. So when you come home, the chicken and everything is in the oven, and all you have to do is serve it, which actually should bring back that family time that so many families are missing, you know, during this generation, because we are so busy and wrapped up in all of our kids' activities.
Well, you know, you say about all those different things that they can do. I can remember when I had one of my children, I had to have someone come into the home. And I asked her to help take care of the kids and, you know, do those few things. And she was like, you know, really taken aback. And she wanted to be paid a certain amount for babysitting, certain amount for cleaning the house, certain amount for cooking the meals. And, you know, and it got to be crazy. So are you saying that a nanny really can do all of those things?
Oh, yes, a nanny can do all those. I mean, you know, so she can unpack your dishwasher. And, you know, for example, if you have children that are nappers during the day, that is a time when the nanny can do the extras. I mean, she can go ahead and put a load of laundry and fold it and, you know, put it away, organize the kids' playroom. There's nannies even that, let's just say your kids have birthday parties on the weekends. Her and the kids can go to the store. They can pick up the present. They can come home and wrap it and lay it on the counter. So when Saturday comes, all you have to do is grab the present and walk out the door. I mean, we all know how many times, like, oh, my gosh, we got to get to the store because we got to get a present wrapped, or let's just throw it in a gift bag real quick because we got to go. You know, a nanny can help simplify a family's life, and they can help out with all those extras. But on the other hand, let's just say you have school-age kids, and those school-age kids, you know, they come home and they do their homework. You know, you can make that one of the requirements. I want all the kids' homework done by the time we arrive. You as a parent can have the nanny go through all the papers, have a certain area that you would put them, and then you can say to the mother when she comes home, okay, I went through Bobby's papers. Just to let you know, he has a math test tomorrow. We went ahead and reviewed that and give her a rundown. Oh, he needs $2 for the school play or whatever it might be as well. So she can actually help you organize it as well. On top of it, if you have a child that's struggling in school, that nanny can help tutor that child as well. There's even nannies that will go even to parent-teacher conferences with the parents, because sometimes the nanny is the one who helps the children with the homework, so she can actually have input and she understands of what, how we need to focus.
Well, how does that affect myself as a mother in feeling like, you know, you feel like you're giving your job and your work over, but then the nanny kind of comes across as she has some control or power. Are you really giving her control or power, or are you just asking her to do, you know, certain jobs or chores?
What a nanny is hired to do, she is hired to help you raise your children the best that you can. But you as the parent are still the one giving direction. If it's going to benefit your child to have a nanny sit in a parent-teacher conference, for example, so because the nanny is the one who helps the children with the homework, then you know what? Everybody's on the same page. We are trying to help this child with math, for example, and we all want to be on the same page. I mean, if you don't want your nanny to sit in the whole conference, then you know what? She can just sit in the part that maybe pertains to her. Some families will just go back and actually redirect and, you know, tell the nanny, hey, this is the conversation we had. Let's try this for math. Let's see what happens. But, you know, a nanny is there to help simplify your life, you know, so that when you come home, you don't have to worry about unpacking the dishwasher, because hopefully she'll have that done throughout the day. You don't have to worry about, oh, my gosh, we need bread for supper, because, you know, she can pick up those little errands for you throughout the day as well. So when you come home, you can focus on your kids, and you're not going to have to worry about, I have to get this uniform washed because they need it for tomorrow, because it's going to be done. So when you come home, you can focus on the kids and you can have family time that you all deserve.
You know, that sounds really great, because I can remember, you know, leaving in the morning, and if it happened to snow that day and we lived in the Northeast and you had to hurry up and get everybody ready and you'd be outside shoveling the snow. And those are the days that when you came home in the afternoon, you know, at the end of your day, ready for supper and homework and everything, the breakfast dishes were still on the table. You know, we can all, I'm sure, attest to those days.
Exactly. And, you know, every family is busy, and that's why a nanny can definitely benefit you, and she can help you out with all those extras, you know, so that when the weekend comes, you're not running around trying to get everything done that you missed out on, you know, Monday through Friday as well. I mean, and there are, you know, every family looks for something different in a nanny as well, and that's why we actually went ahead and started the website nanniesforhire.com. We understand every family has a different need. Every family has a different story. And on the opposite end, every nanny has a different need, and every nanny has a different story. So what we created was a very simple concept for families simply to go online, simply punch in their zip code, and it'll bring up all the different nannies within your area that are actually looking for positions. So you can go online and preview all the available nannies for free. And then once you become a registered member, then you'll have access to their contact information. And our membership is not an ungodly amount of membership. I mean, you can go online for as low as $99, and that'll give you a 30-day access, and that's the only fee you pay us. You do not actually pay a $1,000 placement fee or several thousand-dollar placement fee. That is actually the only fee that you actually pay us, and then you and the nanny can work out all the details of how you're going to pay her, whether that's weekly, monthly, or biweekly, or whatever your pay scale is as well, whatever day you get paid on. Maybe that's how you want to work on paying the nanny on that same time schedule.
So with your website that you started, if the nannies are listed on there, how do they get on there? And do they pay, let's say I pay the nanny $100 a week. Does that go directly to the nanny, and are you involved at a percentage, or how does that work for the nanny?
Yeah, actually, nanniesforhire.com, we take no percentage out of the nanny's wage at all. So you will go ahead and pay the nanny directly, you know, for the amount that you guys agreed upon. So you'll pay her directly, and that's there's no other fee to us. So a lot of agencies out there will charge you several thousands of dollars. You know, for you to actually get access to their nannies. But no, we have a one-time fee of $99, which gives you actually 30 days to find a nanny as well. I mean, there are two other memberships that you can choose from as well, and those memberships have a longer length of time if you're needing a longer length of time as well.
So do parents have to qualify to be able to use your services? Because I know a lot of parents, you know, sometimes the parents aren't actually that great either in the situations in which they live. And then you think about the nannies, you know, are they qualified? So what are the standards? Are there rules and regulations that both sides what should be following?
Yeah, how nanniesforhire.com works is it's an online family and nanny database. So how it works is I'm going to recommend first that you as a family would go online and preview all the available nannies for free. So you're going to punch in your zip code, and it's going to bring up all the different nannies that are within your area that are actually looking for a position. Once you as a family become a registered member, you are also going to be able to fill out a profile on yourself of what you're looking for. So let's just say that you have certain hours that you're looking for, or you have a child that has a special needs, it might be, you know, you're looking for a driver, you know, you can actually put those qualifications in your profile at nanniesforhire.com. A nanny actually, on the other hand, will go online and they will register to become a nanny as well. They will fill out a very, very detailed profile of why they're looking to become a nanny, plus all their past child care experience, their work history, you know, why they're looking to become a nanny, their health history. So the information that you obtain on the nanny is very, very detailed. Then how it works is that you as a family will be able to go online and contact the nannies. Vice versa, if as a family would like to keep their profile active and open, then the nannies can contact you as well throughout the website. You know, both parties are working towards the same goal. The nanny is looking for a position. The family is looking for a nanny.
You know, that's really interesting because there's so many times, you know, people have said, I'm putting ads on Craigslist. In fact, I can think of a person I know right now who is an attorney and she's having her second child. and her first child is just in daycare in the day, and she's like, I need to find somebody, and she put something on Craigslist, you know, I just need somebody to come help, you know, and she's going to be entrusting her newborn plus her two-year-old to somebody from Craigslist that just showed up, you know.
Yeah, and you know, that's the nice thing about nannysforhire.com is you can actually see all the information on a nanny before you're registered. And then on top of that, once you become a registered member, we're going to actually give you access to sample interview questions that you can ask a nanny, because there's so many families out there that are like, oh my gosh, I don't even know what to ask them when I interview them.
Right.
I mean, you know, and so we're going to make this really easy on you. We're actually going to give you a list of questions that you can ask. We're going to give you like a sample contract. And what some people are like, okay, what's a contract? I'm totally lost. What do you mean here? A contract is something that we are going to recommend that you use when you hire a nanny. And I think the word contract sometimes scares people.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to call it a work agreement, that's fine too. And what it consists of you as the family putting in writing, this is the expectations that I have of you. This is what your duties are going to be. This is what your responsibilities are going to be. This is your hours. This is how much you're going to get paid. This is any paid holidays, paid benefits that I'm going to actually give you. So that if either party, the nanny or the family, have questions throughout the year of the expectations, then you can actually always refer to the contract. So back to when we originally started talking is that, you know, not only are you going to get the sample interview questions, the reference forms, the contract, but you're going to know the people ahead of time of who you're interested in contacting as well. You can also ask the nanny to grant you access to her references as well. And I'm going to highly recommend, no matter who you hire, to definitely check their references.
So is there also feedback on there? Let's say if I'm a nanny and I worked with somebody already, that feedback would be in there?
Yeah, actually, a nanny can actually grant you access to her references. And I'm going to
give
like a few tips for you as a family as well. When you're actually checking her references as well, the more childcare references that you can talk to, of course, the better.
Right.
The more of those references that are not family, always the better as well. And then when you're going ahead and talking to the references, ask the nanny for landline phone numbers, because you can verify that information as well. Instead of cell phones, you know, so it's really easy. Oh, gosh, this is such and such a number, and you can verify that information.
Ah, you know, I never thought of that.
Yeah.
They could actually put their friends' numbers down, and you could be talking to their friends, and you'd never know it.
Exactly. So, you know, utilize the landlines. Call the people at work. I mean, people have lunch breaks. I mean, people are willing to help out people as well when they know somebody's looking for a job, especially when it comes to child care as well, because everybody who has children understands how important that is. You know, so definitely find out as much information that you can about the nanny and get all the information that you need prior to hiring her. And I want to talk for a minute, too, about when we stated about, gosh, you know, those interview questions. And people are like, gosh,
right.
I don't know what to ask. But another question is, do I really need, when I interview these girls, so I'm going to bring all these five nannies into my house when I first meet them? No, I wouldn't say that would be a great thing to do at all. My recommendation would be to interview them at a local coffee shop, a local bakery, and schedule those interviews each half an hour apart. You're going to know within a half an hour which of those nannies you are actually interested in talking to more. The nannies that you're interested in talking to more, then follow up with them and have a more lengthy conversation. And maybe that's where you actually want to bring your kids in as well. So really narrow it down. You know, interview five people, for example, narrow it down to your top two. Maybe get your children involved, see how they interact with your kids as well, and maybe that's the time that you bring them into your home.
Are there guidelines for how much you charge? Not for you yourself, but how much would you charge a nanny? How much would you charge someone who's coming into your home? You know, like we said in the beginning, you know, I really had not had the funds to be able to do that. So how do you charge?
Yes, and I think that goes back to every family has a different story and a different need as well, because a nanny does not have to be part-time. I mean, full-time. A nanny can be part-time, and she can even maybe be somebody that's just temporary or for the summer. So a nanny does not have to be full-time at all. Another thing that a nanny, that some families don't understand as well, is let's just say you are parents that travel for your job, and you need 24-hour care because you need to travel for your job. That nanny can actually do 24-hour care for you as well. So when you're gone, she's going to know how your household runs, and she's going to be able to keep things going while you're on your business trip as well. So when it goes back to how much does a nanny charge, I mean, I know we stated earlier in the conversation that if you have two or more children in daycare, a nanny can be very cost-effective as well.
Right.
No, and I think also as well, it's going to depend on you as a family if you have a live-in nanny or you have a live-out nanny. What a live-in nanny is that is a nanny that lives with you. So she's going to live in your home. She is going to live in your home 5 to 7 days a week. And what you provide her with a room and either a private bath or a shared bath, depending on what your setup is. A live-out nanny is a nanny that is just going to come and go when you need her. So if you need her from 7 to 5 Monday through Friday, she's going to arrive at 7 to 5 Monday through Friday. You know, so when it all that you have to take all those scenarios into what a nanny is going to cost you. But on top of that, what a nanny's past child care experience is, because the more experience they have, the more money they would get. On the other hand, the more responsibilities you give them as a family, of course, the more compensated they want to be as well. And it also depends on your location of where you're located. Are you located in Beverly Hills? Are you located in Iowa, Nebraska? You know,
right.
So, I mean, it definitely depends. So you have to take all those factors into consideration. But at nannies4hire.com, when you go online and you preview all available nannies for free, a nanny is going to put in there of what she's looking at for compensation. But also remember that you can negotiate that out with her as well. So you can do a free search on there and see, you know, what you're looking for of a nanny for your area, your expectations, the hours, and you can definitely get a guideline of what families are looking to pay and exactly what nannies are looking to make.
Well, you know, you think about money going out and everybody thinks about income tax and, you know, is this a taxable, is this an item, you know, that you can use to take off on your taxes? But then you also think about a lot of people right now are having government agencies pay for their daycare. So this is not something you would do for that, because if you need that help, then you need to be going to those agencies. But if you're able to afford daycare, and if you're able to afford extra help, this is definitely something, you know, that would help you as a parent even further, because you can combine some of the things that you need help with.
Oh, exactly. I mean, there are so many actually other factors that you can take in consideration if you think a nanny is right for your family, of other cost-effective ways as well. For example, if your kids are sick, you as a parent do not have to stay home with them. You can go to work as a parent, and a nanny can stay home with your sick kids. You know, we get so wrapped up in all of our kids' activities and everything they have going on, sometimes it's really easy to say, all right, we're going to have to swing through the drive-thru and eat along the way because I do not have time to go home and make supper. If you have a nanny, she can take care of those meals, so you're going to cut down on eating out because she is going to go ahead and do your meal preparation for you. So that is going to be a money saver for you as well. You know, and then on top of it, it's just all the extras that I know we talked about before, what a nanny can help you out with, you know, not only the child care, but the light housekeeping, the grocery shopping, the errands, the carpool, the laundry, so she can actually help you simplify your life as well.
Can you give us some information about how to find your websites and your books, and if our listeners have any other questions?
Oh, yeah, definitely. The name of the website is nannies4hire.com. It's N-A-N-N-I-E-S, the number 4, hire, H-I-R-E.com. And as you stated before, yes, I've also wrote a couple books.
Yes.
Yeah, the one of them is called 100 Tips for Nannies and Families, and that book consists of oh my gosh, all different information on, you know, what to look for in a nanny. You know, what are the benefits of hiring a nanny? Is there such thing as a nanny contract? Do I have to use it? Does a nanny really need it? You know, so all those tips that you as a family are going to have as well. And the second book I wrote is The Nanny Factor. It's a parent's guide to finding a nanny as well and actually keeping a nanny. I mean, when you spend this much time and energy into locating a nanny and you found a nanny and your kids love her and it seems to be all working well, the last thing you want her to do is be out shopping for another family. So how can this relationship between a nanny and family work out successfully so both parties are happy as well?
So that's really great. I know the book will be great for people who could sit down and I do this, I don't do that, I forgot about this. You know, a lot of tips. You could run straight through them.
Oh, exactly. I mean, and we are definitely here to answer any questions that you have here at Nannies for Hire. You know, so if you have questions, you're like, gosh, is this, can I expect this out of a nanny? Am I asking too much? How would I handle this situation? What are your thoughts on this? You know, don't hesitate to give us a call and contact us. We're more than willing to help you at all. I can definitely give you our phone number. It's 1-877-914-4473. We are here to help you, to answer any questions that you actually have had as well. I personally have been in the nanny business for many, many, many years. Actually, my experience goes actually way back because I was a nanny in my younger years for a family for five children. And they actually also had newborn twins included in that. So, you know, after I became a nanny, I actually worked in a nanny agency as well. I decided to purchase a nanny agency that I actually worked in. And then after purchasing that, I realized that there had to be a more easier, cost-effective way for families to hire nannies. And that's why nanniesforhire.com was born, because there's families throughout the United States and Canada that we actually help and service. And you know, not everybody can actually give us a call during our office hours and can search for a nanny. You know, with the internet, you can actually search for a nanny 24, 7 days a week. You know, whether you need that nanny full-time, part-time, temporary, or just for the summer, you know, you can actually find all those needs that you have at nanniesforhire.com.
Well, you know, that really does help, having the internet these days, because, like you said, 8 to 5, you can't be checking out information when you're at work, or you simply won't have a job eventually, and you won't need any more help.
Oh, exactly. I mean, and we've made the database so easy for families to find their nanny. I mean, because you can actually search by detailed characteristics that you're looking for. You know, like I said, we have those helpful tools that are going to help you with the sample interview questions, the reference forms, the contracts. I mean, there's also a tips and advice center there. You know, so we're definitely there to help you connect with your nanny on a personal level along with a business level as well.
So if I have a nanny coming in, are there also any insurance concerns? I mean, do I need to provide insurance for them? Or also, do I need to put extra insurance on my home because I have someone else coming in? You know, what if they get hurt or whatever? What types of, you know, questions or answers would be asked around that problem?
You know, when it comes to, you know, for example, let's talk about health insurance for a minute.
Right.
You know, that's a benefit that if you choose to give it to your nanny as a benefit, you can. You know, not every nanny maybe needs it. I mean, she might be on her parents' plan, her husband's plan, whatever it might be. Some families won't even go ahead and pay for it. They might just say, I'm going to give you so much a month, and then you can put that money towards your health insurance as well. You know, when it comes to a nanny transporting your children around, that can be handled in several different ways as well. Some nannies will use their car to transport the children around, and if a nanny would use her car to transport the children around, I'm going to highly recommend that you as a family just go ahead and pay her mileage. If a nanny is going to use your family vehicle to transport the children around, then you're going to definitely want to, no matter what, check her driving record and so that you can get a clear understanding, but then you'll want to put her on your insurance as well. You know, there will be some families out there that say, you know what, I really just don't need that a nanny. I just don't need that type of care. But you know what I really need? I just need a babysitter to come in on the weekends because we need some alone time as parents. You know, we need a night right. out. We need a date night. And that's why we actually created the website careforhire.com. And, you know, what careforhire.com is for all the families that are looking for all that in-home care. So maybe you're looking for a babysitter, a housekeeper, a pet sitter, elderly care companion care, a tutor, and that's where you can find all the extras that you need for different type of care at careforhire.com.
So how does that work then if you need help, let's say, for an elder? That kind of really changes a lot of the questions that you should be asking, you know, especially when the elder is generally at risk, or do you not take at-risk people? How would you possibly think about addressing that?
Yeah, I mean, if you know, as our parents get older, I mean, you start thinking about, oh, my gosh, they really need some companion care. They
right.
need somebody who can help drive them around, come in and cook some meals, play some cards, help them with
mm-hmm.
housekeeping. And that's what's called elderly care companion care. Somebody take them to their doctor's
wow.
appointments, get their hair done.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that extra person to help get their stuff done as they get older as well. And that's where a lot of families will actually hire that extra person to come in and help them. And that whole scenario changes as well because their needs are different. I mean, they might need somebody to come in and cook a couple of meals a week, and then they'll eat them as leftovers, and they
right.
go to the doctors every Tuesday or Thursday. And that can be a situation that you can just hire them hourly, you know, for what you're looking for. You can hire them full-time. I mean, so there's all different types of people that are looking for to pick up extra hours as well.
You know, you always think about the idea about someone coming into your home. I know a lot of times when you have a babysitter, you know, you're there and you're not really giving them keys to the kingdom, as we would say, you know. How do you get past that if this is the first time even having someone do a little bit more for you or your elders? You know, about giving them the keys to the house, are they, you know, how do you trust that? Or what kind of ways could you let that barrier go down?
Exactly. So no matter if you're hiring somebody for companion care or you're hiring a babysitter for your kids or you're hiring a pet sitter, you have to have some trust in here. And
right.
So really what it comes down to is what we usually recommend is you need to have, if you're going to need somebody not consistently, just kind of on a on-call basis, you know, I might need you on Friday night. The next week I'm not going to need you. Then I'm going to maybe need you on Saturday night. You know, I don't really think there's a reason that they actually have to have the quote-unquote a keys to your house because you're just kind of having them come in as needed. You know, if there is somebody that you're going to hire full-time, they're going to be there on a regular basis. They are going to be there several times a week. Then you're going to kind of go in and maybe you're going to give them the extra, you're going to give them your alarm code passes so they know how to get into the
mm-hmm.
house. And you're going to give them those extras. You know, it depends on what you need. I mean, if you're hiring somebody just for one day, you know, three times a month, you know what?
Right.
So they don't need to have all the extras. But if you're hiring somebody consistently to come in, then go ahead. If you're going to hire somebody just to come in as needed, that same person might not be available. So I'm going to recommend that you have three people that you have on call. So you have three people that know how your household works, that you can call, that your children feel comfortable with, that you can actually you get to know them well enough that they understand your routine of how things happen. I mean, I actually even know families that will actually have child care providers come over, a babysitter, on the weekend. So that gives the parents 3 hours to get things done. You know, if you have those little toddlers, we all know that there's some weekends that you're like, oh, my gosh, the weekend's over, and I got nothing done because we were so busy because it's hard to get anything wrapped up when those kids are just into everything. They'll have a babysitter
right.
come over so they can just get some extras done throughout the house, and the parents might not even leave the house.
That is the truth. You always just need an extra pair of hands, you know?
Exactly.
To be able to get things done.
And that can be an extra pair of hands that actually you might be at home, you might be running to the grocery store, whatever it might be. Or there's families that will hire somebody and say, I want you to come to from 1 to 4 on Saturday. The kids are going to be napping, so I'm going to give you a list of errands that I would like you to do. You know, sometimes those errands can take so many hours, and, you know, somebody can help you out with that as well. And that doesn't have to be a full-time basis.
You know, you have written the books, and you've had a lot of experience, and you've had a lot of experience on your online databases. Can you give us a few things that you can see that may be potential problems and maybe how you could work around those than your experience you may have encountered?
Yeah, I mean, when it really comes to hiring help, no matter if you're going to hire a nanny, you know, full-time or part-time, you're going to hire a babysitter, whatever it might be, you as a family need to make sure that you have great communication skills. And what I mean by that is you need to be able to let them know what you expect. That is the biggest complaint that we actually hear from nannies is that, I just don't know what they're actually expecting out of me. So when you sit down and you hire somebody, tell them, this is what I expect. This is what our household rules are. I expect you to arrive 5 minutes before your schedule. I expect the house to be in a better order than when I left it. You know, these are the responsibilities that I expect, you know. And families, on the other hand, definitely understand if you ask your nanny to fold a load of laundry every day and it didn't get done that day, you know, you need to explain to the family, hey, you know what, I'm sorry I didn't get that load of laundry done. Is it okay if I do it tomorrow? You know, we just had a busy day. Here's actually what our day consists of. You need to keep that lines of communication open. And that's where, when we talked about earlier the contract, if you're going to hire somebody full-time or on a regular basis, that contract's going to come in very handy, because at any time a nanny in a family can refer back to that contract if they have questions of the expectations or the day they're supposed to get paid on, or am I supposed to get paid for these holidays. Definitely take advantage of that. You know, keep your lines of communication open. It's a great way to keep any employer happy.
I'm sure there are challenges everybody will have that will be unique to their situation, but I'm sure probably someone has experienced those. On your, you do have support groups too, though. How do those support groups work, and can people participate in that and ask some of the questions they might be having?
Yes, actually, I also have, it's called nannysupportgroup.com, and what it is, it's a group of nannies. You know, nannies sometimes feel like, gosh, I don't know who to ask my questions to.
Right.
And so it's a group of nannies that actually can ask each other questions and get bounce feedback on it, like, oh, my gosh, how do I handle this? Timeout doesn't seem to be working for us. What are your suggestions? How do I address this with my family? You know, do you have different ideas of to keep my three-year-old that I nanny for occupied? You know, so there's all different scenarios that nannies can actually ask each other questions, and it's a learning experience for everybody throughout it all.
So all of the years that you've done this, are there some really good stories and there's some not good stories? I'm sure there are, but maybe, I guess, the good stories you look at and you say, you know what, I think I can do that. But then when you hear another story, you say, oh, my gosh, you know what, I just noticed that the other day. I'm glad they mentioned it, you know?
Yeah.
Because
I mean,
will turn around and say, you know, put your eyes wide open. Don't be riding around in blinders thinking just because you, as, you know, Candy's saying, is everything will be great and you'll have your contract will be fine, and you turn around and you walk out the door and something happens. You know, it's like things will happen, you know.
Exactly. And I think, you know, we definitely have a lot of good stories. And just because we've been in the nanny business for so many years, I mean, and not you, and through this, we have actually gained so much media attention as well. You know, for example, we actually helped Dr. Phil out on his show on a very regular basis, as we provide the child care for the Dr. Phil show. So when actually guests go on the show because they're needing advice and they have questions, their kids are actually being entertained by our nannies here at nanniesforhire.com. We've also had a show on TLC, John and Kate Plus 8. I mean, right there, that show, anybody who ever watched that understand everybody has issues. And
right.
Kate and I worked together on finding her a nanny as well. And so that was a very fun, exciting time for us as well, because we went on and worked with TLC to help Kate find a nanny, and then on top of that, Kate and I interviewed nannies together and got to go over to their home and meet the kids and see all that as well. And, you know, on top of that, we've worked with the Super Nanny Show, Good Morning America, the Today Show. You know, we're known as Inc. 500 as well. I mean, so we just have had some great publicity. And I think you get that from just all your hard work, your dedication, and we're very well known in the industry as well.
You know, it really sounds like you've done a great job. I mean, sure, when you were taking care of those five kids back in Texas, you didn't dream you'd be so, you know, able to share everything with everybody.
Oh, exactly. I mean, when I was a nanny, actually back in Texas, and I took care of those five kids, I mean, wasn't in my radar. I didn't think that
right.
I would own a nanny agency and go this route, but it's been a very, very exciting time for us as well. I mean, whoever dreamed that when I actually purchased an agency, I had some goals of how to make the agency grow, and one of them was definitely the internet, that all the publicity actually would come with it as well. And plus, you know, the two books that we wrote as well, which have been the 100 Tips for Nannies and Families and the Nanny Factor as well.
Well, you know, if let's say I live in a very small town and you know how you say you go to your website and you put in your zip code and something will come up and you're like, okay, it didn't happen, so let's expand my radius out, and okay, that didn't happen. Might this be something that someone may be able to go to your website, get a lot of tips on knowing how to interview for someone to come into your home for childcare, and they would be able to then be able to go find someone locally in their area to help them?
Oh, exactly. And, you know, if you as a family are having, you know, every family, like we said, has a different need and a different story. And if you find that you're having a hard time finding somebody because you might live in that area that there's not a lot of population,
mm-hmm.
don't hesitate to contact us, you know, because we can go ahead and network and, you know, try to find somebody for you as well. We are here to make your finding a nanny or a caregiver as easy as possible. And if you're having a hard time just tracking down that right person, don't hesitate to contact us because we have a special means that we can actually help you as well.
On the website, do you offer any training or any classes for nannies, or do you offer some links that those nannies may be able to find that information?
Oh, yes. I mean, we don't actually offer the classes and things like that, but there's definitely a resource center on there that nannies can actually pull information and families can actually pull information as well to help them out in finding the right caregiver as well. I mean, we are here to make this a very easy process. We do not want this to be complicated for you as well. We want to help you narrow this down so it's very easy for you. But if, on top of that, it gives you peace of mind when hiring a nanny to care for your children.
You know, I think that's so important when we always talk about peace of mind and about having some trust, like we had said before, because just before this call, the new local news was on, and they had a picture up of about what you're going to put on your door if you're a child offender, you know, with the pumpkin with the line through, so kids
mm-hmm.
don't go to that home. And you're
yep.
like, okay, so am I going to go down that line of being afraid all the time, fearing that those people will come out of the woodwork to take care of my children, when I really, there's a lot of good people out there. There's a lot of good trained people. There's a lot of people that want to help your children. You know, and if you're, as a parent, are good at screening them, you should start seeing some of those red flags in your head if you can use a lot of the tips that you offer to us. And on your website, and you can go there and say, you know, I'm going to ask them this. I never thought to ask them that. Or maybe I should write all this down instead of trying to wing it, you know. You may ask one person one thing, and you may ask the next person you interview another thing, and it's not consistent, and it's not clear, and, you know, you'd be in your mind, maybe you really don't know if you should trust anyone. So it's really a lot, too, about parents, as you said, to trust, but how do you trust? So I think the way you build trust is with information. So your websites and your databases have all that information.
Oh, exactly. I mean, and, you know, there's families that are going to go back and say, gosh, you know what, a big nanny myth is, oh, my gosh, a nanny is not safe. I mean, and that's a really
right.
interesting, you know, concept as well, because on top of that is that a nanny is actually very, very safe. And if you as a parent are like, oh, gosh, you know what, I'm going to have a nanny, I'm going to miss out on a lot of things, I don't want to miss that first walk, that first step. You know what, if you're scared you're going to miss that, go ahead and install a nanny cam in your home. A nanny cam, you can put it in that living room. But on top of it, you can use it as a teaching tool for you and your nanny. And what I mean by that is you and your nanny can sit down once a week, whatever it might be, and you guys can review the nanny cam, and you can say to her, okay, what happened here? I see that you went ahead and put the child in timeout. I have been noticing as a parent that this isn't working. Let's try this together next week and see if it works. It gives the nanny the time to explain how she's handling things. It gives you the opportunity as a parent to say, this seems to be working, this doesn't. But it gives you an opportunity as a parent to not, if you think you're missing out on something, to go back and review that as well. We actually did a survey on our nannies, and the survey was on how do you feel as nannies about a nanny cam, and it was a really interesting response that we got. The majority of the nannies replied back and said, hey, if we're doing our job correctly, I don't care if they have one or not.
Right.
You know, and there's a lot of families that will even tell the nannies, hey, I just want to let you know we have a nanny cam. We will sit down with you on a weekly basis or as a needed basis, and we'll review anything that we think. We are going to use it as a teaching tool so that we can all be on the same page as well.
You know, it's always so interesting, and I have done this before. You come home from work after a really long day, and all the kids run up to you, and, you know, the babysitter is sitting there. And you ask them how their day was, and they give you all these varied answers. And then you wait till the babysitter's gone, and you ask them again. And the answers that those kids come out of their mouths, and, you know, really, can you really trust that? Because you know how kids always love a story, and they love drama, you know? And if you said, hey, why did you put this over here? And they're like, well, she told us to put there because we were bad. You know, so that is a great idea about a nanny cam, you know, because that may be so far from the truth, you know, that something else may have happened. The kids were hiding. So, you know, getting to trust or to know the person that you have in there and seeing how they interact and see if something led up to that.
Exactly. You know? And I'm going to highly recommend, too, is when you hire, you know, whether it's a housekeeper, a tutor, a babysitter, or whatever it might be, that you have a time that you can actually sit down with that individual and go over what happened. I mean, throughout the time that they were there. I mean, you know, if you have a nanny, maybe you sit down and you do it once a week. You know, you sit down for 10 minutes. Some parents do it at the end of every day. Hey, this is what's going on for tomorrow. I'm going to recap what's going on tomorrow, but I want to ask you about what happened today as well. You need to keep that lines of communication that we talked about earlier on the show open. I mean, communication is the key to all success, no matter who you hire.
Absolutely. And, you know, and trusting your kids is one thing, and especially when they're very young and they really don't have any way of communicating back to you if there are issues or not. Definitely having, you know, the knowledge and the support and the documentation and everything. In other words, not have your guns loaded, but let's say just have all of your information on all your I's dotted so you know what you are doing as a parent. You know, take that responsibility. Don't just think you're going to put somebody in there because somebody said and they're going to know what to do, you know.
Exactly. And, you know, and we as an organization have been doing this for years. So it's our specialties that we know the questions to ask and we know what to look for in a caregiver as well. And so we have implemented this into the website nanniesforhire.com. And we are passing along all this information to you as a family so we can help you make a successful placement. Everybody has a different success story, and this is ours, and we want you to use the information that we have given you so that you can have a nanny and you can have that peace of mind and that trusting that you need between your caregiver and yourself.
Well, great, Candy. We're coming up on the end of the show. If you could give everybody the information about your company, all of the different websites and support groups and books, that would be wonderful.
Yes, again, my name is Candy Wingate, and thank you so much for having me. And the website we've been talking about a lot is nanniesforhire.com. nanniesforhire.com. It's a very easy database to actually help families, assist them in finding them a quality nanny for their needs and their requirements. I mean, every family can search by detailed characteristics to help them pinpoint the perfect nanny for their family. In addition, like we talked about before, would be that you as a family can actually access the sample interview questions, the reference forms, and the contracts as well. Nannies for Hire will also give you tips and advice that is going to help you and your nanny connect on a personal and social level as well. The other website that we talked about was careforhire.com. And careforhire.com is an online database as well for family and caregivers. And on that database, you can either search for a job or you can search for a caregiver as of a babysitter, a housekeeper, tutor, elderly care, companion care, pet sitters, or even miscellaneous service. Maybe you're having a dinner party, you need that extra pair of hands, or your church is having a function that you actually need that extra pair of hands as well. And there's also a free preview of available caregivers within your area by a very easy-to-use zip code search. So no matter when you're looking for a caregiver, if it's actually for a few hours to a few days, you can definitely find it at careforhire.com. And then once you are a registered member, then you're going to have access to the caregiver's contact information through the email and phone as well. I've also written a couple different books I know we've been talking about as well, and those are 100 Tips for Nannies and Families, and the other book is called The Nanny Factor. It's actually a family's guide to helping them find the right nanny for your family. And, you know, for you nannies out there that you're looking to connect with other nannies because you feel like, gosh, I really wish I had somebody else that could relate to me, or I really wish I had somebody else who actually really understood what I'm going through, feel free to jump on the website, nannysupportgroup.com. And it is a group of nannies that connect with each other, and they understand each other, and you can ask each other's questions confidentially and get feedback from nannies throughout the United States and Canada so you can actually relate to each other, so you can make sure that you are caring for those children the best that you can as well.
Well, great, and thank you so much, Candy, for being with me today. You know, that really takes the idea of, you know, finding someone on Craigslist or somebody that lives next door and just say, hey, can you do the job? And they're like, yeah, and you didn't even tell them what the job was, you know, and feeling that you could trust somebody. So that's really, really a great idea to have a lot of tips and answers there on your website. So, well, thank you so much for being with us today.
Yes, thank you so much for having us. And, you know, feel free to use our resources that we have. We are here to help you make hiring a caregiver very simple for you, very cost-effective for you as well. And don't hesitate to contact us and let us know what we can do for you.
Great. Thank you so much for being with us.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you. So to everyone who's looking to find out some more answers, I would encourage you to check out Candy's websites. There's a lot of information there. You know, everybody is taking someone from, like we said, Craigslist or some ads and, oh, well, I just got a job tomorrow and I have to find somebody quick, and you entrust your newborns or your little children, you really need to know what questions you need to ask. So please do visit the websites, and they are nannies4hire.com, and there's a lot of information there, a lot of references and resources, tons of tips. You can find out some of those questions. You know, don't go in cold. That's the worst thing you can do is say, well, I never thought. Well, you know what? You're a parent. We are learning. But, you know, if the information is out there, it's your job to find that information and take care of your children. So thank you so much for being with me on my show today. This is Dr. Jeanette Gallagher, and look forward to seeing you on our next show and hearing more about another topic that we'll have for life's challenges. Thank you for being with us.